In July, we said the Giants had assembled a genuinely interesting bet. Two bounce flags, a top 10 graded young roster, and John Harbaugh's two-decade record of never underperforming his talent, with the projection's honest uncertainty concentrated in two files, Jackson Dart's deep ball and Malik Nabers' surgically repaired knee, which we flagged as putting week one in doubt. The Nabers file moved this week, and it moved the right way. He opened camp limited to individual work. Harbaugh on day one wouldn't schedule him for full practice for a little while yet, but Friday at the Greenbrier brought what Big Blue Interactive's aggregation called the best he's looked running and cutting all summer. And Jordan Ronan's ESPN camp file now reports the expectation that Nabers returns to live team drills within the next couple of weeks, trending toward ready for the opener against Dallas. The detail that makes this more than optimism is the method. Harbaugh described return-to-play coordinator Allison Boudreau deliberately training off-balance landings and unpredictable-type situations that you're going to get. Rehab designed around football's awkwardness rather than clean movement. So he isn't surprised by it. In July, we wrote that the knee mattered more than the depth chart around it. The knee is cooperating, and the plan around it is unusually visible. The camp itself has been the Harbaugh transplant operating at full dosage. 2 weeks at a West Virginia resort, closed to distraction, ending Saturday. Pat Leonard of the Daily News called Friday's full padded session one of the most grueling NFL practices I've ever seen, and Harbaugh's own summary of the fortnight was that the team improved tremendously. Dart's file inside it is honestly mixed, and Ronan's framing was fair. The first team offense hasn't fully hit stride, with built-in excuses. A new offense, no Nabers. The counter evidence is situational, which is where Harbaugh camps live. A pressure practice built on third and fourth downs drew the coach's best review of the summer. The football response absolutely was there. He had a heck of a practice. It was impressive. And the offense's best day ended with Dart and his teammates lobbying Harbaugh for one extra snap to finish a length of the field drive, which Dart converted to Darius Slayton for the touchdown. Lobbying the head coach for a rep and cashing it is not a deep ball chart. It's also not nothing. The defense's August has belonged to the young front. Abdul Carter forcing throwaways and blowing up jet sweeps, and rookie tackle Darius Alexander flashing daily, a run stuff, a would-be sack, a batted ball in one session, per Big Blue Interactive's practice reports. The injury ledger from the grueling Friday, center John Michael Schmitz left with a possible concussion, got his bell rung, Harbaugh said, pending evaluation. Cam Scatabo exited with an ankle Harbaugh attributed to football-shaped conditioning off rehab. It won't be a serious injury at all. And Brian Burns worked through an ankle the coach waved off. Roy Robertson-Harris remains on PUP with the Achilles. And the roster's best subplot is a name. Odell Beckham Jr., in camp on a look, has strung together consecutive strong practices. Four catches in live drills in the latest, per Ronan, and is genuinely forcing a roster conversation a decade after his last Giants training camp. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. The bounce mechanisms were never the question. The flags don't move in August. And the two files we flagged as the real uncertainty both advanced. Nabers from in doubt toward trending ready, which is the single best outcome available to this projection in a padded month, and Dart from unknown to uneven, with a demonstrated response to pressure situations, which is the normal shape of a first Harbaugh camp. 7-9 wins with upside intact, exactly as priced. What would change it? Nabers' first live team drill rep, now the most checkable item on the roster, plus Schmitz's concussion evaluation and the joint practice with Miami and Florida on August 20th as Dart's first extended look at someone else's defense. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.